Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before we get into more of that first warning from Colossians, I would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year in advance for 2023. You know, 2022 will soon slip into the dustbin of time, never to be seen again. But, my friend, what will be seen from 2022 will be what we did or what we did not do for Christ. If we do not like the way we finish 2022, then we must, well, maybe repent if need be, but definitely change up what we were doing in 2022 so that 2023 will not be the same disaster. Now, that is our choice, my friend. Do we continue maybe in sin or what we are doing that would leave us feeling less than victorious in Christ? Or do we have enough God in us to change our habits, change our lifestyle, whatsoever it takes to move us closer to the Lord? You know, they say if the Titanic in 1912 sank, it was reported the stringed ensemble was playing "Nearer, My God, to Thee." That's where we need to be, going nearer to the Lord. Well, if we feel the sinking of the Titanic was a disaster, my friend, just hold on. I'm afraid 2023 holds much more confusion and perplexity, even death, for the loss of godly values and purposes that God desires to bring into our life and even into our country. Amen? Okay, back to that first warning from Colossians, which is, "Let no man beguile you with enticing words." Now, last week we defined enticing words, and we talked how they are used as bait, but there's an area that we need to discuss just a little more, and that is the effect enticing words have out from the greed in our heart. That's right, I said the greed in our heart. We cannot be enticed if the words find no place in our heart or self-life. Let me say that again, my friend. We cannot be enticed if the words find no place in our heart or our self-life. The words deceive us, and we move away from God towards the selfishness and the personal gain because the words appeal to our flesh. It is like we cannot be offended if there is no offense in us. Well, we cannot be deceived, we cannot be deceived if the enticing words do not find a home in our heart. It is our greed that the enticing word attaches themselves to. And as James said here in James 1:15, "But every man," that's mankind, that's women too, "is tempted when he is drawn away from his," not the devil or any of that stuff, "but his own lust or greed, and enticed." James goes on then in James 1:16, and he says, "Then when lust or greed have conceived, it bringeth forth sin." Wow. "And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death." Wow, James 1:16. Our greed is a powerful bait, my friend. Make no mistake. Also, last week we talked about Christ being our one and only mediator. Wow, our one and only mediator. We saw that in 1 Timothy 2:5. And if we try, but you know, we can't do that, to go to God through anyone else, we are doomed. And why? Because the moment we believe we can have access to God through a leader or a person or a ministry or a group, we have denied the reality of Christ in us. We have been enticed. We have taken the bait. Well, the solution is drop the person, the group, the ministry, whatever, who was teaching us this lie, and come to Christ alone. Now, please pay close attention here, my friend. This is important. Enticing words often seek to lure us away from the reality of Christ in us. Let me say that again. Enticing words often seek to lure us away from the reality of Christ in us. People who teach contrary to Christ in us, are anti-Christ, not against Christ, but something far worse. They present another Christ to people, another way to do things which are not according to the ways the Bible teaches. Paul in Galatians 1, verses 7 through 9, really takes a strong stance on this. Paul writes, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or any angel from heaven preaches another gospel, wow, unto you, than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." But Paul repeats himself in verses 9, let him be accursed. The word accursed here in verses 8 and 9 is anathema, or removed by God with a great curse. So God cursed these people. The Bible nowhere teaches the notion that we cannot truly find God unless we add into Christ with something, some religious system, or plug into what God is doing through a ministry that promises to impart to us their anointing. But the Bible does teach that Christ is the only anointing, and the only anointed one. Thus, if we have Christ in us, then we have the anointing in us. Let me say that again. If we have Christ in us, then we have the anointing in us. So this is the first warning to the Colossians. Paul is saying that we need to take heed, beware, lest someone try to entice us. But to what end? To error, where we are deceived to the truths and the word projecting another way to do something, not sanctioned by God. But more than that, as bad as that is, we need to beware and take heed, lest they try to entice us away from Christ himself. And that is the point. All of these false teaching in one way or another will seek to entice us with the bait, baiting us away from Christ to something that is false, something that is a substitute for Christ. Paul says, no, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let me say that again. In Christ are hidden all of the wisdom and knowledge. We do not need to be scared into believing what people teach. We do not need to take the bait. We do not need to be afraid that we will miss out if we think, for ourselves in these areas. We do not need to be afraid we will miss God. Oh no. If we do not send in some money or whatever, that's all a lie. Oh no. That is an abomination to say that. Yet, the biggest names in the nominal church today, the biggest names on Christian TV and Christian social media sites, are the ones deceiving the masses. And why? The masses have, you ready for this, but they're shutting down, really have never allowed God to deal and judge in their life. And they are still filled to the brim with greed and selfishness. My friend, there are thousands of preachers and teachers out there waiting to cross your path so that they can spend their lives and take you for all that they can, all that they can get out of you. Yes, they are. Oh, my friend, take heed to yourself. Be not beguiled with enticing words. If Christ is in you, then you cannot miss God. Let me say that again. If Christ is in you, you cannot miss God. And why? Because God is in you. See Christ himself. If you find him, you will know the truth. Next week, we will begin to look at that second warning from Colossians. Beware lest anyone spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Hoping that you have a tremendous week, and I can say have a tremendous year to come. I would like to wish you a happy new year. Happy new year in the Lord, allowing the Lord to work in your life, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you and your family. But that is your choice, my friend. It is your choice whether you desire God or the world and the nominal church and all of that foolishness that's out there. So again, God bless. We'll talk to you all next year. Amen.